And Ashamea Kaona, it's as if there was they spoke, since they spoke, so at Sinai where they spoke, that's when Balkari is Osir. But a hitter alone, it would be Mutter. Okay. So Tosfos says, therefore, that Mitam Shamea Kaona, that makes it a real Dibur, and therefore we go back to the question of Hira Kadibur. So the stipler says, his Medayik as follows, that if you're going to say like the Beis HaLevi, that Shemeya Ka'ona is not a Tfisas Gavra, it is only a Tfisas Dvorim, or as we try to formulate Shmiya Kaniya, then in effect, my Shmiya Mitam Shemeya Ka'ona is no more powerful than Hiror itself. What is it? What is the difference? Is if you say Hiror Kedibah, and you say Shemeya Ka'ona only as Tfisas Dvorim, then they're in the same category of a weak kind of Dibah. And therefore, according to Ravina, even if you say Hiror Kedibah, according to Ravina, even if you say Hiror Kedibah, what was Nesar to a Balkari? Only Dibur Mamish, but not Hiror. In the same way, I would say that a Shmiya of this kind, a weak Shmiya, that's only Tfisas Dvarim, would be in the same category as a weak Dibur, as Hiror Kedibah. And therefore, it would not be Osir to a Balkari. However, if you say that Shemeya Kohen is not Tfisas Dvarim, but it's a Tfisas Gavra, I adopt your identity, then I can say that Tosfos is right. I understand Tosfos. Mitam Shemeya Kaona. So every Jew who heard the Shechina say, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Le'ilocha, he was Shemeya Kaona, as it were, Kaviyochel. He adopted the identity of the Shechina. He became the personality who did the speaking. That's Dibur in the strongest form. Hirur is a weaker form of Hirur Kedibur. And therefore, Taisa says, Shatru Shemeya Kaona, I became the speaker. There was speech taking place. So from here you can see, he says, that Raya from Tosfos, that Tosfos will hold that Shemeya Kaona is a Tfisas Gavra, not merely a Tfisas Dvarim. Well, how do we answer that question? The first thing I'd want to say is that there's really no kasha from another point of view. Because if you look at Rashi has another teres complete. Rashi says, Kadashkacham b'Sinai. So he says, he sort of anticipates Tosfos kasha, where was there a Dibur? He says, very simple. It says, Vahidatam levanecha. As soon as you hear Torah, you have to teach it. You hear Rabbi Yisrael, as soon as you hear Torah, you have to teach it. Not enough for you to learn yourselves, but you've got to repeat it. You've got to teach others. Therefore, the moment they heard at Sinai, that said us a Dibris, what happened? A chain reaction began. They began to teach. Vahidatam levanecha. Levanecha doesn't only mean your children, it means Talmidim, everybody else. And therefore, there was Dibur there. So you can say, obviously, all right, if you want to ask a kasha the Beis HaLevi, he'll say, good. So Tosfos says, like the Chazai Nish, I, the Beis HaLevi, will say like Rashi, Ishkefela. But nevertheless, I think that's not necessary. Milvadze, I think we can answer in a different way, which I believe may illuminate us a bit about the nature of Shemeya Ka'ina. Because in the klal of Shemeya Ka'ina, because in the klal of Hiror Kedibur, we pointed out that Hiror Kedibur operates only when you want it to operate. Only when you're semech, you rely upon the halachic principle of Hiror Kedibur, that's when Hiror becomes Dibur. If you recall, in that way we point out a Cheresh Amadaba Vein Shemeya, if he relies on Hoitzah B'Svasov, it shows he didn't have a he didn't rely on Hiror Kedibur, so therefore it doesn't work. We said the same thing is true about Chemachshov Zoras during davening, you don't rely upon it because you're davening, or in thinking business in Shabbos. That since you know that the dibur is also, therefore your hira, you don't want it to be a dibur. Fine. That's only true when it comes to hira kadibur. But when it comes to the principle of Shemeya Ka'one, there the etzem hashmiya, you're very listening with kavana to be yaitzah the mitzvah, only to be yaitzah the mitzvah, because we're talking about shmiya of a mitzvah. Even without a special desire that you use the principle of Shemeya Ka'one. Unlike Hiror Kedibur. Hiror Kedibur requires that I should want my Hiror to be a Dibur. Shemeya Kain, I don't have to have that. Automatically. If I'm a Shemeya, I'm already an Aina. And I don't have to have the special desire that I should, that the principle of Shemeya Kain should operate in order for me to be Yetzi Yedei Chavasi. You'll ask, why? What's the Svara? Why do I insist in Hiror Kedibur that I have to want the principle? And in Shemeya Kain, I don't insist that I have to want the principle? Why is it different? Say very simply. Very simply, when it comes to Hiror Kedibur, no one exists but me. I am a thinker. Thinking is a solitary activity. Thinking in pure thought, in the realm of abstract thought, is a solitary activity. And therefore, Hirur is very insubstantial. It's very insubstantial. In order that this insubstantial and very feathery, flighty quality called thought should be considered dibur, I have to be mitzad of ratzon. I have to will that the halachic principle should operate in this case. That's generally the principle when it comes to hirur kedibur. Okay. But, okay. However, when it comes to shemeya ka'ona, am I solitary? No. There's another personality there. And he's talking to, not only is there another person, he's a person who is a madaba. He's talking. Therefore, I don't have to create, as it were, speech, yesh me'ayin. Hira kedibba, I've got to create dibber in the halachic yesh me'ayin. I've got to create it conceptually. When it comes to shemeya ka'ona, there's another personality there, and he is doing the talking, yehegu begroinam. He's actually articulating. Therefore, I don't have to have any will for shemeya ka'ona, because the ayna is there, the shemeya is here, so the halacha operates automatically. I don't have to have anything else. And therefore we understand the Taisvis of Kedashcham Besinai. Because Taisvis said that Balkeri is Mutter Lahara B'Divrei Torah, right? He's Mutter Lahara B'Divrei Torah, even though Hirur Kedibba helps. You should be Yaisi Kriyashma. It is not that powerful that you should be over on Tuma, on the Kodesh Ezra, or Tumas Shikva Zera in the Torah. But when it comes to Shemeya Ka'ona is considered actual Dibur, says Taisvisk. I heard the Matan Torah, and therefore it becomes Asur to hear, it becomes Asur to speak the right Torah through Shemeya Ka'ona when I am a Balkari. Why? Because if it comes from the point of view of Shemeya Ka'ona, then if I'm Shemeya Ka'ona, I have no occasion to even ask any questions about the other person, whether I want to operate the principle of Shemeya Ka'ona or I don't want to operate the principle of Shemeya Ka'ona. It comes to me memela. My hearing is automatically an ona, unlike dibur. Unlike hira. So therefore, Shemeya Ka'ona is dibur, and therefore it becomes asa. And even if Shemeya Ka'ona is only tfisas dvorim, as the Beis Halevi says, it makes no difference. But it comes memela. So as soon as you call me a Shemeya Ka'ona, then I am actually as if I had spoken the words Anochi and the Aseres HaDibros. But if there is no Shemeya Ka'ona, what am I left with? Hirur Kedibra. But the principle of Hirur Kedibra operates only when I want it to operate and when I rely upon it. However, when you're speaking about a Balkari who knows that he is not allowed to lane Kriyashma because he is a Balkari, does he want his Hirur to operate? No! On the contrary, why should he do it? If his Hirur operates Kedibur, he's over the Issa. Therefore, specifically, he does not want it to be Hirur Kedibur. So if I come mitam Shemeya Ka'ona, where this principle doesn't work, I don't have to want it. If I heard the Dibur of Torah, I am an Ona. But if you don't have the principle of Shemeya Ka'ona, then you go back to Hirur Kedibur. Hirur Kedibur doesn't operate, because on the contrary, why should I get myself into trouble with being a Madaba when I'm a Balkari? I'd rather be Yotzei through a Hirur alone and split my Hirur, as it were. Memela, the same way that Ravina says, Sa'amin Palginan Hirura. You can say that I'm Yotzei insofar as Kriyashma is concerned. I don't want the Dibur to go. That's licking the Gemara Alain. Something the Shvegna of me, effect of the Gemara Alain. Mela, we answer the kasha of the Kilis Yaakov on the Beis HaLevi. Why? Even though Shemeya Ka'ona is only Tfisas Dvorim, even though it's only Tfisas Dvorim and not a Tfisas Gavra, it's considered Dibur as long as Kol Zman that I want to be Yotze the Mitzvah, even if I didn't want to use the principle of Shemeya Ka'ona, even at the Dotsen of that. Unlike Hirur Kedibur, because Hirur Kedibur I have to want it, Memela Balkeri doesn't want to be Hirur Kedibur dummy, and therefore it works. This way we can also answer another question, which maybe is more fundamental. And that is that the Chazon Ish asks a very simple question against the Beis HaLevi. It's almost a Balabata Shakasha. He says, if the Beis HaLevi holds that Shemeya Ka'ona is not a Shliach, as he calls it, or Tfisas Gavra, but it's merely Tfisas Dvarim Bilvad, he says, I don't understand the whole halach of Shemeya Ka'ona. A shemeya kona requires you have to have kavana. I, the shemeya, and you, the owner, both have to have kavana. I have to have kavana to be yotze, and you have to have kavana to be motzi me. Moreover, you, the shemeya, the owner, the one who reads, you have to be a mechuyav bedava. Because if you're not a mechuyav bedava, you can't be motzi asarabim, yidei chavasam. It's very simple. If all the shemeya kona is I appropriate your words, I sort of take your words without the rest of you, so who cares kavana, not kavana? Who cares mechuyav bedava? All I'm taking is words. I'm taking sound waves. That's all I take. I take sound waves. So who cares whether you're a kavana to be maitzi me or I have kavana to be yaitzi with you? It's all unnecessary. All I have to have is the words themselves. It's a balabatish kasha, but it's a good kasha. I think, however, there is no kasha. I'd like to tell you why. Because in order to understand the principle of shemeya ka'ona, that you don't have, we said that you don't have to have a specific will, that you don't have to be halachically sophisticated. You don't have to want that the shemeya could be an owner. Ken, I want to ask you a very simple question. All right, shemeya ka'ona works automatically, right? You walk in the street, and you don't have to have any lumdus in mind. You don't have to will the principle of shemeya ka'ona. Elamai, whatever you do, as soon as you hear, you're yaitzah. What happens if you walk by, and this doesn't happen in Washington Heights, of course, it happens elsewhere. It really does. You hear Lashon Hara. Are you yaitzah? Shemeya ka'ona? I heard someone speaking Lashon Hara. I'm Shemeya Ka'ona, it's as if I had the schus to speak Lashon Hara. Or that take Lashon Hara, of course, you're over even by hearing. How about Shvua Shav? How about Leitzonis? How about Nivul Peh? If you hear it, are you got an Avera for it? Not if you're listening to it, but you happen to hear it. Since you don't have to, you don't require Shemeya Ka'ona. Or let me be the worst case of all. Divrei Rivas, Machlekes. I don't know how many people realize. I think it's important to emphasize. Machlekes is a very great issue. I mean, I remember reading that in the notes of the Talmidim of Chaim Volozhiner, that he had a very interesting case. If you'll forgive me for the digression, I think it's important for other reasons. He had an interesting case. There was a machlekes in a town. The machlekes was because of a sheichet. They suspected that the sheichet wasn't doing the shechita properly, especially that he wasn't doing bedika sereya properly. And there was a real problem. So they came to the Chaim Volozhiner. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, forget about it. Let him continue and don't argue. So he said, Rebbe, the man is not being a proper kind of shoychet. He says, listen, the question of Bedika Sareya, according to Rav Paskim, is only the Rabbanan. Machloikis is the Araisa. And therefore, keep quiet. In fact, he had a case where, after all, he was the major Talmud of the Gaon, and the shul had a problem because they wanted to introduce some of the Gaon's Minhagim into the shul. So Rav Chaim said, Even if the minhag of the Gaon is not a deduction, but it's a daya in the Gemara, don't do it. Do it privately. Don't do it in shul. Because either the Gaon is right or the Gaon is wrong. If you have to say it, you have to say this to the Rabbanan, not to the Rabbanan. Machloikes zicha de yaraisa, he said, unquestionably. So it's something worth remembering. You know, I know a principle that machloikes becomes serious only when one or both sides clothe it in high principle. If you can clothe a machloikes in principle, and you're a shemayim, and great things, that's when it really becomes fun, because all limits are taken off. But it remains an issa d'araisa. Nonetheless, I'm back to my question to Shemeya Kaina. If I hear machloikas, I just listen in. Am I being, as it were, yaitse? Am I being over because of Shemeya Kaina? Answer is, that is exactly what would happen if you didn't require kavana on both sides. Because in Shemeya Kaona, you don't have to have the will, you don't require the will that often to be Shemeya Kaina. Therefore, if you didn't have kavana by me to adopt his words, and kavana by him to, as it were, lend me his words, then ein hachanami, there would be no kesher between us. The kavana is necessary to create the kesher. The shemeya kona are not two strangers. The kavanas hamashmiya and the kavanas hashemeya are necessary that a kesher be created between them. Because without that, without the kavanas on both sides, then the owner doesn't exist for me. Other people don't exist. You have to create a relationship, a yachas. And a yachas is created by the medium of a kavonas hamashmiya lahotzi and a kavonas hashemeya lotzeis. That's when shemeya kona works, even without the rotzain that the halachic mechanism of shemeya kona should particularly work at this time. But if you need kavona to be yotzei, then what happens with kavona? You know what kavana is? It clears out all static. You hear 100,000 things every day, all kinds of words. You would say through Shemaya kinda, does it mean I really adopt all these words? The answer is no. The requirement for kavanas hashemaya and mashmiya eliminates all this static, these dvarim betalim, all these irrelevant, unnecessary, valueless words, and it only focuses on another human being who says what I want to hear, and therefore I can be Isa even without specifically wanting this particular mechanism to work. So I erase the static. Or if I were to be mafia a little bit, to be clarify just a bit, without these tenoim of kavana and mechuyev v'dava, the other person would be non-existent for me. And I'm back not to shemeya ka'ona, but to hira kediba. And that can't operate because I don't want to operate. Because I'm listening to him rather than desiring, willing, that hira kediba should operate. And therefore I have to have dafka these tenoim of kavana and mechuyev b'dava. The mechuyev b'dava really makes it a ma'aseh mitzvah, otherwise it's static again. So I have to have the kavana and the mechuyev b'dava to make it another person in dialogue, as it were, with me, so that the Shemeya Ka'ona can operate. So even if you hold, like the Beis Halevi, that Shemeya Ka'ona is not a Tfisas Gavra, but it's only Tfisas Dvarim, but in order for the whole thing to operate, I have to have the Kavana Shemeya and Mashmiya. And finally, having said this, having laid down this principle of Hira Kediba and Shemeya Ka'ona, I'll conclude by saying that in this way, we can answer one more question that is raised by Rabbi Kivega, another kasher Rabbi Kivega. Very simple one. In the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf Midbeis, just before the Hira Kediba Mishnah, the Gemara says as follows: Amle Ravina Lerove, Noshin Bevichas Amozen Diaraisa or Derabanan. A woman chayev to bechas Amozen Diaraisa or Derabanan. The Gemara says Lemainat Kamina. So the Gemara says Lafuke Rabim Yidei Chavosan. The question about whether she's Diaraisa or Derabanan will tell you whether she can be Moitzi, you and me, whether we can be Oitzi. Why? E Amris Bishleim the Adaisa. If she's Chayev the Adaisa, then also the Adaisa, Mapik the Adaisa. Then since she's Chayev the Adaisa, and the man is Chayev the Adaisa, Vechata Vesota Verachta, that she could be Moitzi a man too. E Amris the Rabbanon, but if you say it's the Rabbanon, she is an Eina Mechuyah Bedavar, Vechal She Eina Mechuyah Bedavar, Eina Moitzi as a Rabbim, Yedei Chavasa, so she can't be Moitzi me. So the Gemara says, so how do you decide? Which one is it? Is she chayev the adaisa and she can be meitzi me? Is she chayev the rabbanon and she can't be meitzi me? So the Gemara says, Toshma kutzat tesefta. B'emes amru, ben mevarech li'oviv, a son can make bichas amazon for his father. The eved mevarech l'rabo, the isha mevareches l'bala. A woman can say bichas amazon for her husband. Elamai the Gemara objects to it, to her meir or whatever it may be. But al pidin, basically, al mi'etzem halacha, she can do it. The Gemara says, "I amres bishleim the adaisa." If you say that noshem chayavis bichasamazin the adaisa, then osik the adaisa, umapik the adaisa, that she can come and she can be mercy everyone else. Men were chayav the adaisa. Eli amres the rabbanon, osik the rabbanon, umapik the adaisa. So what do you see from here? The Gemara concludes that noshem achayav bichasamazin the adaisa. Otherwise, it couldn't be mercy the men. So the Kivega says, "No, hold on." Who is the Bala Memri here? It's Ravina. And the same Ravina, 10 lines later, in the same blot, the same Umud, paskins that Hirur Kediba Domi. So what raya do you have from the Tesefta of the Emes Amru that she can be Moitzi her husband, Ishma Varechas Labala? And you want to conclude from this, the only way this could take place is if you say that she's Chayev Midi Adaisa. Nope, she's not Chayev Midi Adaisa. And I will say she's Chayev only the Rabbanon. I is the kasha. How can she, who is an ena mechuyah b'dava, be mitzi a man? Very simple. Hira kediba domi. If I'm listening, at the very least, I'm thinking. If I'm thinking, the same ravina holds hira kediba domi. So I'm yetsa diadaisa, and therefore you have no problem, no proof from this particular tesefta, because even if I'm not yetsa mitam shemeya kaone, I'm yetsa mitam hira kediba, because the men were mahara bichas and wasn't. That's his kasha. However, according to everything we've said, the kasha is answered. Because Hira Kediba, as we pointed out, operates only when you have a special desire and explicit will that it operate. You have to want it to. Shemeya Ka'ona does not require that. However, Hira Kediba does. However, those people who are listening to the woman being mezamined, bench for them, They are being mechaven to be yotzei because they are shomei kona. Obviously, therefore, they do not have a separate kavana to be yotzei mitam hiru kadiba. So mitam hiru kadiba, they're not yotzei because according to our svara, that operates only when you want it to operate. Mitam shomei kona, it doesn't operate because the woman is enam mechuyah bedavas only the rabbanon and the man is the anaisa.
Excellent. Thank you.